You know that feeling like your home Wi-Fi is, well, being held together by like hopes and dreams, especially when it comes to security.
Yeah, totally.
You're definitely not alone. We had a listener actually write in and they wanted to replace their parents' router. And get this, it's an ancient TP-Link router.
Oh, wow.
Talk about security anxiety dreams.
Yeah, yeah.
They wanted something, you know, not from the Stone Age, but also something that wouldn't be like the total nightmare to try to set up.
Yeah.
And don't even get them started on those firmware updates.
Oh, firmware updates, they're like that vitamin that you know you should take, but it's easy to forget about, at least until things go totally haywire. Luckily for us and our listeners, that's exactly what we're diving into today. We're talking all things router security, and we're pulling some advice from a recent Security Now episode with Steve Gibson and Leo Laporte.
Perfect. Now get this, because they kick things off with this suggestion that I think is music to pretty much anyone's ears, especially if you're trying to, you know, stay within a budget. They recommended ASUS routers.
Yeah.
And not some crazy expensive model either. They actually highlighted one that's only about $66.
Wow.
It's like they're saying you really can have a secure network, you know, without actually needing a trust fund, which I appreciate.
Exactly. And Steve and Leo, they really emphasize that for most people at home, the security that's built into a good basic NAT router is plenty. They actually argued against overly complex setups.
Interesting.
They were saying that simplicity, more often than not, actually means better security because you're reducing those potential weak points.
So less is more when it comes to router security. That's actually a relief to hear because I'll be honest, I always get a little intimidated by all the bells and whistles on some of these routers. Is that what Steve and Leo meant by unnecessary features, you know, that are just inflating prices?
Absolutely, yeah. Those extra features like gaming antennas, complex quality of service settings, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely sound tempting. I mean, who doesn't like extra features, right?
Right.
But as Leo pointed out, it's mostly just marketing hype. The average person just doesn't need those. And more importantly, all those extras often mean more vulnerabilities.
Okay, so that's kind of unsettling, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Like, what features are they talking about that could actually be like security traps?
They specifically called out a couple of things, things like remote WAN-side admin access and also built-in media servers. Now, these can be handy if you really understand how to use them safely,
Right.
but Steve warned that a lot of people, they enable these features without actually understanding the risks. So they're unknowingly creating holes in their network's defenses, which is not good.
So what, I should just pretend like those settings don't exist.
Honestly, that's not a bad strategy. But they also highlighted two big ones to be extra careful about. You might be a little more familiar with these, UPnP and WPS. Do those sound familiar?
UPnP, it rings a bell vaguely.
Yeah.
It's like something to do with making devices connect easily, right?
Right. It stands for Universal Plug and Play. And basically, it automatically opens ports on your router.
Okay.
And this makes it easier to connect your devices, definitely. But that convenience, it can be risky. Imagine for a second someone trying to maybe hack into your network.
Right.
By disabling UPnP, you're basically making their job a lot harder because all those easy access points, they're gone.
Okay, that makes sense. And WPS, that's the one with the PN, yeah, right.
Yep, that's the one. Wi-Fi protected setup. It lets you connect devices really easily without typing in a long password, which is nice. But there have been some security flaws found. Imagine someone standing near your router and they've got the right tools. If WPS is enabled, they could potentially, and I say potentially, but they could use those flaws to get into your network. Disabling it adds an extra layer of security.
Wow, so I've probably been living on the edge with those enabled all this time.
Yeah.
It sounds like choosing a reliable but basic router and really avoiding those tempting, but like you said, treacherous features is really key. What else do these gurus have to say?
Well, they really stress the importance of keeping your router's firmware updated.
Of course, yeah.
I know, it always seems like updates are popping up at the absolute worst time, right?
Always.
But just think of those updates as security patches. Each update, more often than not, includes fixes for vulnerabilities that hackers could exploit if you don't update.
Okay, yeah, those updates, they're kind of the big deal, but isn't it like a pain to have to keep track of them all?
You know, it used to be.
Yeah.
But actually, both Steve and Leo, they pointed out that luckily for us, a lot of modern routers, especially some of those ASUS ones that we were talking about, they actually have automatic firmware updates now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they basically just take care of themselves, which is really
Seriously,
nice.
like I can set it and forget it.
Pretty much, yeah. And it's really like a game changer when we're talking about security, right?
Right.
Because then you can just kind of have that peace of mind without having to remember to go in and, check for updates every other week. And speaking of making things easy, Steve and Leo also had some really great advice for anybody out there who's struggling with Wi-Fi dead zones, or maybe they just need to cover a larger home. Have you ever looked into those mesh systems?
Mesh systems, yeah.
Right.
They always sounded really cool to me, but I guess I always thought that they were more for like techie people, you know, like something out of like a futuristic spaceship or something.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. They can sound kind of intimidating, but honestly, they're really designed for ease of use. So just imagine like a network of these little router units, and they all kind of work together, right?
Okay.
To create this like seamless blanket of strong Wi-Fi.
Okay, that does sound pretty awesome. No more moving like 2 inches to the left to try to get a better signal. But do those mesh systems, do they kind of compromise on security at all for the sake of convenience?
Not at all. And in fact, one system that Leo really likes is called Eero. And he specifically praised them. He praised their user friendliness and their strong security.
Okay.
They've got a great reputation for being super easy to set up, easy to manage, even for, non-techie people.
Eero.
Okay.
You know, that name rings a bell. I think I've even seen those at the store. But what if, like, our listener, what if they're already kind of leaning towards getting that Asus router?
Well, good news there too. Asus actually has its own mesh system. It's called AI Mesh.
Oh, okay.
And obviously, it leverages that existing reputation for, being reliable, secure tech.
Right.
So really, I mean, it's great. You've got options whether you're starting fresh or you're building on that, maybe that Asus router that you already have.
I love options. And it's great to know that, you know, like a larger home or, you know, Wi-Fi woes, those don't have to mean sacrificing your security.
Right, exactly. And that's, I think, the takeaway here is that there really are solutions out there for everybody. It doesn't really matter what your tech skills are or even the size of your home.
Which, speaking of takeaways, brings us back to our listener and really all the other folks out there who, you know, maybe they're not cybersecurity wizards or anything. What would you say, like, what are the key things to remember from Stephen Leo's advice?
Okay, so let's distill it down to the essentials for a secure home network, Art.
Okay, I like it.
So, first things first, choose a reliable basic router, and ideally, you want one with those automatic firmware updates, like we talked about. Asus is a really great place to start.
Okay, solid advice so far. What else?
Resist the urge to go for all those fancy and oftentimes unnecessary extra features. Keep it simple, right? Less is definitely more when we're talking security here, because again, you're reducing those potential weak points for somebody to get in. And specifically, disable UPnP and WPS. Just close those security gaps.
Got it. Simple, secure, and updated. It's like a mantra for better Wi-Fi. Anything else before we wrap things up?
Just one more thing, and that would be if you need that expanded coverage, like we were talking about, don't be afraid to at least explore those mesh systems. Eero and Asus AI Mesh are both really solid options, and like we said, they don't compromise on security.
Amazing. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling a lot more empowered about router security now. It's not as like daunting as it kind of seemed at first, right?
Absolutely. Just a few smart choices can make a world of difference. But we didn't want to leave our listeners just hanging there. So Steve mentioned this really great resource. It was actually created by one of their listeners, a man by the name of Michael Horowitz.
Okay.
And he runs this website. It's called routersecurity.org.
Routersecurity.org. Okay, I'm adding that to my browsing list ASAP. But even before, you know, we go full cybersecurity sleuth or anything like that, I'm already feeling like way more confident about this whole thing.
That's what we love to hear. And just remember, like we were talking about, you don't need a PhD in like how firewalls work or anything to really just take control of your network's safety.
And I think that's a really good point. That's what really resonated with me from Steve and Leo, is they kept kind of bringing it back to this idea that for most home users, just having that basic NAT router setup, that's huge.
It really is. Yeah, it's like this like unsung hero of home networking.
Yeah.
It's like NAT, which stands for Network Address Translation. It's basically how your router acts as this middleman
Right.
between your devices at home and the internet, the wider internet, right? So it's kind of shielding you from that direct access, which is really, really important. But the funny thing is, most people don't even realize that it's there, quietly doing its job.
That's a really good point. It's like it's easy to get so caught up in all these like fancy features, and we totally forget about the fundamentals that are already working in our favor.
Exactly. And the great thing is that basic NAT functionality. It's already built into pretty much every single modern router, even those budget-friendly ASUS models that we talked about.
Right.
It's more about just understanding those core principles, you know?
Yeah.
And then you can make those smarter choices based on what you actually need.
So instead of stressing over like every little setting, we can just kind of focus on like, the big things, the big wins. A
Exactly.
reliable router, ditching all those unnecessary features, making sure that we've got those automatic updates turned on, and then maybe exploring a mesh system if it turns out that we actually need that extra coverage.
You got it. It's about, like we said, empowering yourself with the knowledge, taking those simple steps, you know,
Yeah.
those actionable steps. That's what's going to make the real difference for you.
Well said. Well said. I feel like we've demystified this whole router security thing today.
I think so too.
And we made it feel, manageable for like everyone, not just the techies out there.
Exactly, because everybody deserves to feel safe and secure online.
Couldn't agree more. A huge thank you to our listener for writing in with their question. It really did spark like such an insightful conversation. And to everyone listening, until next time, stay curious, stay safe, and happy surfing.